Friday morning, and it's time to go beyond the playbook with us, Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Happy Friday morning to you.
The Bills head into the bye week with a 4-1 record after last week's 14-7 win at Tennessee. Matt, tell us more.
Well, the big story of the game certainly went beyond the playbook and into the stands as it was the overwhelming amount of Bills fans who made the trip to Nashville to support their team. And by most estimates, there were approximately 20 to 25,000 loud Bills fans down in Nashville. And while it's a great reflection of the community that sport often represents, particularly in Buffalo, it also did have an on-field impact as players noted that they didn't have to use their silence snap count on offense because there just weren't enough Tennessee fans there to make noise and disrupt the offense's communication. Sure, it wasn't the prettiest of wins, but against an excellent Titans defense, Josh Allen and the Bills offense once again got it done when it counted, and the Bills defense once again proved to be the backbone of the team as they led the way with 5 sacks, holding Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota to just 183 yards and a dismal 13.9 quarterback rating. Jordan Phillips on defense, he was the standout for the Bills as the energetic tackle accounted for 3 of those sacks. It's this kind of defensive depth that can certainly carry them as the season progresses. And as for the offense, Allen did just enough once again to get the win and overcome his increasingly typical mistake in the form of trying to do too much interception. He threw for 219 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception, a solid road outing against a good defense, but also have to give some serious extra credit to the ageless Frank Gore. While he only finished with 60 yards, it was his multiple first downs on the Bills' final drive that ran out the clock and sealed the Bills' victory. I suspect a lot of Bills fans really soaked up the festive mood in Nashville after that kind of performance, both in the stands and on the field.
Well, there certainly was a lot to celebrate for Bills fans last Sunday. Let's take a look now as we go through this bye week of what we might see moving forward for the Bills.
The Bills haven't had a 4-1 start since the 2011 season. Unfortunately, in that season, they finished 6-10, and I point that out to illustrate that at this point in the season, it's still got a long ways to go. And the Bills, they're certainly going to need to make some adjustments and improvements if they would like to keep this run going. The advantage they do have, however, is that they play one of the league's easiest remaining schedules, the way things stand at the moment, with games against Washington, Denver, Pittsburgh, New York, and Miami twice. Those 5 opponents have a combined record of 2 wins and 25 losses through 5 weeks. That's not to say things can't change and fortunes won't reverse, but the Bills' path to 10 or more wins looks very, very encouraging, particularly if the defense continues their run of dominant play. The only caveat is they need to stay healthy. The bye week should certainly help on that front. The Bills, they're also going to need to clean up a few issues on offense. The first and most glaring issue on the list is Josh Allen's decision-making. And I stress decision-making because his mistakes are more reflective of poor decisions than they are a lack of talent. Unlike a player like former Bills quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was a notorious interception thrower, which usually resulted from inaccuracy on routine throws, Allen, he's been throwing interceptions in scenarios when he needs to just throw the ball away rather than trying to do too much. And this should be fixable. And I emphasize should, because Allen now has more than a full season under his belt, and he still does manage to get in his own way. The Bills coaching staff, I feel like they should make a t-shirt and make him wear it. It would put big bold print on the front and back that reads 8-1. Because 8-1 is the record that Allen constantly needs to be reminded of, that the team is 8-1 when he throws 1 or no interceptions. When he throws 2 or more interceptions, the Bills are 1-6. So if there ever was a glaring statistic that just illustrates how important it is for Allen to clean up his decision-making, it's that win-loss correlation. He's a smart quarterback who should realize how he goes, so goes the team. And with that, though, Bills fans still may just have a whole lot to get excited about for the remainder of the season as things are finally looking up in Buffalo.
Well, Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you.